from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Dear listeners, this is the news from Voice of Indonesia. President Prabowo Subianto checks on the progress of the Free Nutritious Meals Program beneficiaries daily with his staff and stated that the number of recipients has now surpassed 21 million people. The president intentionally reviews the implementation of the program every day to respond quickly to any obstacles in the field. President Prabowo Subianto has pledged to establish 30 new medical faculties at universities across Indonesia to address the growing shortage of medical practitioners in the country. This was stated by the president while inaugurating the Mahar Marjono National Brain Hospital on Tuesday. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable. bersamamu.
Once upon a time, the angels took bath here. In the legend of Tutumenden, 9 angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanua, a young fawn. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated 2 worlds, her child was born. But one day, Mamanua make a mistake that forced Lumalundung to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain with the sun guiding their path. Lumalundung will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mamanua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Tutumenden ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels picked, Likupang. Away from Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape.
Perjalanan hidup yang kini kau lalui. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak mudah. Biar ku menemanimu, membasuh lelahmu. Izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang. Untuk temanimu yang terluka, hingga kau bahagia. Aku di sini, walau letih, coba lagi jangan berhenti. Ku berharap meski berat kau tak merasa sendiri. Kau telah berjuang menaklukkan hari-harimu yang tak indah. Lelahmu, izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Kau bahagia. Izinkan ku lukis senja, mengukir namamu di sana. Mendengar kamu bercerita, menangis tertawa. Biar ku lukis malam, bawa kamu bintang-bintang. Untuk temanimu yang terluka, hingga kau bahagia. Kau bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
samudra terbentang khatulistiwa. Di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Welcome back to Afternoon VOI Talk. Today, we'll be talking about the trend that's often seen as a safer option than smoking, but in reality, poses serious risk to our health. Vaping. From the heart and lungs to cancer risk and even brain development in adolescence, the dangers of vaping are far more real than many people might think. To help us understand this issue better, we are joined by Dr. Oke Dimas Asmara, researcher at the University of Groningen in the Netherlands. I'm Unika and this is VOI Talk. Hello doctor, how are you today? How are you feeling? It's nice to see you again.
Yes, I'm great. Thank you very much. So thank you for inviting me again, Unika.
Yes, we are glad to have you here. Doctor, right away, what is the impact of nicotine and vaping on heart health and maybe respiratory health, and how can it be reduced?
Okay, first of all, thank you very much, VOI RRE, for bringing this topic to attention, because from what I see, more and more people are vaping, especially teenagers. Many starts because they think it looks cool, it looks cute, or that is safer than smoking. And there are a lot of misconceptions about vaping. So here's So thank you very much for bringing this to attention. So regarding your questions, to understand the answer of that question, we have to really understand what is a vape itself. So basically, a vape is a device that has fundamental purpose is to heat a liquid. So this heated liquid become an aerosol. So a lot of people think it's only water vapor, but it definitely is not. It is an aerosol. So this aerosol, it contains so many chemical toxins. The first and foremost very important substance is nicotine. So nicotine is an addictive substance also found in cigarettes, but not only nicotine, but also propylene glycol, glycerins, and also we have a lot of different flavorings in vape, like fruity flavors, candy, sweets, and everything. So make it even look cute. So that's not to mention that it also contain toxic chemicals or even heavy metals. So please understand that the things that you inhale is not a water vapor. It's an aerosol that contains a lot of toxin chemicals. So it's really closely related to your health, especially the first question is about your heart. It's closely related because nicotine itself, it can mimic as a stress hormones like adrenaline. So it can increase your heart rate. So it can increase your blood vessel will constrict, will tighten, and your blood pressure will rise, and your arteries will be hard. So the hardening of the arteries, and in long term, it can cause a heart attack or even a stroke. So yes, it's definitely very dangerous, even though it's often labeled as a safer alternative of smoking. But yes, it carries a lot of dangerous risks.
And how can vaping cause maybe permanent lung damage? And what are the early symptoms? So maybe the VO listeners who are currently vaping or something, they are aware of the causes.
Yes, yes. Thank you. So because you inhale aerosol from a vape that directly contact to your lungs, so it definitely can result in damaging your lungs. Especially, we have a very delicate cells in your airways. It's really sensitive to this hazardous substance because naturally our lungs function is to for gas exchange in sterile environment, and aerosol is definitely not sterile because aerosol contains a lot of chemical things, like I mentioned earlier. So these hazard chemicals can directly damage these delicate cells. It can damage the DNA, and it can result in inflammatory response. And if it gets over and over, your DNA will change. And then there will be a scarring. So your normal lung cells will become scarred, that it will no longer work as it's usually do. So you become less exhausted very fast. So at a long time, your function, your lung function will decrease significantly. So this damage in 20 or 30 years can increase the risk of getting lung cancer. So that's the imminent danger of vaping.
Okay, doctor.
Yeah.
And this is my own curiousness because you stated before about the saver option, and I want to know whether that's true or not, because all of my friend, I'm from the Gen Z, so all of my friend, usually they vape a lot, and every time we mention about it, they would have this, of course, kind of defense saying that it's safer than cigarettes. Can you make it clear whether it's true or not? Is it an actual safer option, even though it's still very much detrimental to our health? Is it a safer option?
Okay, this short answer, so I want to make it very clear. So it is not. It's not a safer option. So while it is often marketed as a safer alternative of smoking, it is far from harmless. It carries a dangerous risk for not only your heart and lungs, as we discussed earlier, but also the other organs, your brain, your cancer risk in other organs. And it's definitely not a safer alternative for smoking, even though it's off a market, very cute, very cool,
yeah.
But it is certainly not.
Yeah, certainly not. Okay, VR listeners, it's certainly not a safer option, okay? It's still harmful. And You mentioned about cancers, and what is the link between vaping use and an increased risk of cancer, just like you mentioned, and how can it be prevented?
Yeah. Okay. So if you talk about cancer, so cancer is a result after decades, 20 years, 30 years of exposure. And I want to be honest with you and all the audience here, because vape is a relatively new thing. It's only become a popular last 10 or 15 years, while cigarettes is already been studied for almost 70, 80 years. So we already knew the evidence is obvious about the cigarette, but we do not have a conclusion yet about vape because we simply haven't got the enough time to prove that. But however. So, but the important part is even these early studies, we already seeing warning signs from a vape. So in medical terms, we called there's a special terms for a lung injury because of vape. It's called EVALI, so e-cigarette or vape associated lung injury, and it can damage the DNA of airway cells and blood vessels. And so the evidence, while it is younger compared to cigarette and not as extensive, the direction of the science is very clear. It is increase the higher chance of getting a cancer because vape contain carcinogens. Carcinogens meaning substance that can damage your DNA, and it will damage your DNA over years, and it will change the DNA, and it will stimulate the cancer cells. So yes, it's really, really closely related. And you asked about the prevention. So the prevention is straightforward. Avoidance, complete stop, complete cessation, and even do not even start. Yes, that's the main prevention, yes.
Yeah, we don't have to make it complicated. Just basically, if you are already started, just stop. And if you never vape or smoke before, don't. Basically,
don't start.
That's
yeah.
Doctor. Yeah. I see that. And how can vaping affect adolescent brain development? Because you mentioned about brain also. And what are the long-term effects of vaping?
Yeah. So again, thank you for raising these concerns because maybe everyone already know that vaping is not good for your lung, for your heart, but sometimes the effect on other organ, especially brain, is somehow underestimated. But in fact, because people who vape, more of them is a teenager because older generations tend to choose cigarettes. So adolescent brains is still developing until around age 25. So if a teenager expose this very dangerous substance during this critical time, it can change the wiring of your brain. So it can affect areas that control your attention, control the learning, memory, impulse control. So it can affect a lot of brain function. And how about the long-term effects? So the long-term effects, it definitely can increase the risk of lifelong addiction, mood disorders, and even making the brain more sensitive to other substance, and can lead to other substance abuse. So that's why teen vaping is especially concerning. Again, I want to emphasize this. It's really concerning because it can shape the brain for the decades to come. So it's really, really important.
I see. So there's no wonder whenever and nowadays a lot of teenagers, especially who smokes maybe or vaping, they all feel like they are having this brain fatigue and also brain fog. Maybe that's the cause of it. And also you mentioned about the long-term effects of it. It can lead to mood disorders and even other substance abuse. So this is a very important topic, and we really should put awareness on this, ya dok ya.
Yes,
and
that's very true.
Of course, talking about awareness, we all know about the recent regulation that is made by Singapore. They officially ban vaping. And Malaysia is also moving forward and talking about that topic as well. And how do you see this regulation? And do you think Indonesia should take a similar or maybe the same approach?
Yeah, I also saw the news, I think 1 week ago, when the Prime Minister of Singapore declared that they think of vaping, they act vaping as a similar of taking drugs, for example. So I think that's a very bold move, and I really appreciate those bold statements, because people of a country will they reflect about what is the leader of the government, and the leader of the government make a bold statement that is very true and based on the obvious evidence, based on the science. So it's very clear. And I'm, as a doctor, as an internist, a pulmonologist, and I'm really support for Indonesia following those regulations as well. Because, yeah, especially concerning about the effects, not only for the brain, but also the other organ, because when you're vaping, your body tends to be not as fit as before. So if your lungs is get use of the aerosol from the inhaling the aerosol, your lungs, you become shortness of breath, your chest is constantly pain, and there's a tightness on your chest, and it can really disturb your daily activities, and you can do exercise. And exercise can lead to a very good productive way of lifestyle, for example. So yes, the domino effect of vaping is very, very broad. So I clearly support this regulation. So again, my message is very, very simple. If you don't smoke, don't start vaping. If you do vape, please stop or seek help to stop, because protecting your body means protecting your life tomorrow. So that's my message.
Thank you so much, Dr. Oka Dimas, for the message and also insightful value and knowledge and also valuable explanation today. Thank you so much, Doctor. This discussion.
Thank you for having me too. Yes.
Yes.
You're welcome.
This discussion reminds us that vaping is not a harmless habit. It carries real dangers for the body, especially for the heart, lungs, brain, and also even cancerous. With countries like Singapore taking firm steps through regulation, hopefully more awareness and preventive actions can also grow here in Indonesia. I'm Yunika. Thank you for listening to Afternoon VOI Talk.
Katulistiwa di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah
tetaplah satu cinta kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Melawan samudra terbentang khatulistiwa.
Kamu rangkai bunga dan kata senyum mendengar cinta yang nyaring lalu mengapa kau berpaling. Adakah mata hati yang salah membaca pertanda. Ternyata menyakitkan hilang cinta di depan mata. Tak mampu lagi ku berkata-kata cinta sia-sia. Setahun lebih ku mencoba dan kau pilih dia. Kau pun hilang berlalu. Adakah hati salah baca pertanda. Ternyata menyakitkan hilang cinta di depan mata. Tak mampu lagi ku berkata-kata cinta. Tak mampu lagi ku berkata
kata cinta sia-sia.
Sia-sia.
tahun lebih ku mencoba.
Say two, I'm counting to three, and I'm coming for you. And if you run, I know you like games. Don't you be shy, 'cause I'm coming your way. All you haters, you can say what you wanna. I'll rise higher when you say my name. I don't care about the rumors or drama. I'ma be fine, baby, I'm okay. Flying by the haters when I try, I go vroom vroom vroom. Sending you a message with a rhyme. I put my middle finger up, I flip it up, I flip it up. I put my middle finger up, I flip it up, I flip it up. I go la di da di da, la di da di da, la di da di da, la di da di da. Say, 'cause when you name me, I'ma be famous. Just wait and you'll see. Nah, 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 don't you get me all wrong. Just get out of my way. I've been rocking since day one. I know I'm not insane. Baby, I'm up high, so don't you waste my time. 'Cause all you haters can hate me now, but I'm never gonna change.
Flying by the haters when I try, I go vroom, vroom, vroom. Sending you a message when I'm I put my middle finger up, I flip it up, I flip it up. I put my middle finger up, I flip it up, I flip it up. I go la di da di da, la di da di da, la di da di da. I put my middle finger up, la di da di da, flip it up, la di da di da, flip it up, I flip it up. I'm not gonna fake it, so I'll say it to your face. If you don't get the message, then I'll say it once again. If you step on my pride, then watch me when I fly. I'm rising up, and then I put my middle finger high. Yeah. I put my middle finger up, I flip it up, I flip it up. I put my middle finger up, I flip it up, I flip it up. I go la di da di da, la di da di da, la di da di da. I put my middle finger up, la di da di da, la di da di da. I flip it up, I flip it up.
Thank you.
above the clouds is the nickname of Dieng Valley in Central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of Dieng Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers has their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan gembelnya ya. Gembelnya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu itu orangnya kaya. Kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini kok. Buat mainan katanya. Heeh, nah, saya sampai kesorot dua kali saya tanya ini enggak belak-belok itu minta kentut sama ibunya buat mainan gini ya udah. Yang minta gembelnya bukan anaknya, bukan gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu enggak bisa dilubah kan.
Our journey to Dieng village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in Dieng. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and people residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Dieng village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Bajang. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runcie dari Samudro.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runcie from Kidul Sea. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidul Sea. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Cilarung, air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of Dieng, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gift from God. The young people believes that God always entrusts anything He will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god. The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Harus punya tata krama ketika mempercayai bahwa kita dipinjami barang melalui perantara, maka alangkah baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara sehingga tidak miskomunikasi, ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. he initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napak tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Maha Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa, mohon maaf, kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat. Karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saya itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan, biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain. Sekitar 5 hari.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children had arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be paraded again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Ngalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared a banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Jamas anak-anak gimbal. Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya itu semua dibersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi biasanya yang nanti.
Hair is a crown for a human, especially woman. It may coincide with the fact that most Bajang children in Dieng are female. The Bajang children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Alita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked two goats.
Ini si Alita sendiri yang minta dari usia 2 tahun.
Alita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in the yang since she was 2 years old. She also wished for two goats.
Minta kambing 2. Dipotong di mana di Dieng?
Permintaannya kok mak upama telur puyuh 1.
Wishes are specific, such as one quail egg. The egg must be one and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of Bajang children's wishes. There was also another cart with four colored tumpang. Tumpang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumpang robjong itu bahwa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contohnya itu. Nah, jadi ada gembel padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumpang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice, another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agriculture or trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikang-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau
itu simbol paling
itu yang berwarna putih gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. Preserving tradition when advanced technologies invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of Dieng people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Thank you.